Then Tobermory entered the room and calmly walked over to the tea table. The conversation stopped. Nobody knew what to say to a talking cat. At last, Lady Blemley spoke. "Would you like some milk, Tobermory?" she asked in a high, unnatural voice.
"I don't mind if I do," answered Tobermory.
Lady Blemley's hand shook with excitement, and some of the milk went onto the carpet.
"Oh, dear, I'm so sorry," she said.
"I don't mind. It isn't my carpet, after all," replied Tobermory.
There was another silence. Then Miss Resker asked politely,
"Did you find it difficult to learn English, Tobermory?"
Tobermory looked straight through her with his bright green eyes. Clearly, he did not answer questions that did not interest him.
"What do you think of the intelligence of people?" asked Mavis Pellington.
"Which people's intelligence?" asked Tobermory coldly.
"Well, my intelligence, for example," said Mavis with a little laugh.
"You make things very uncomfortable for me," said Tobermory, although he didn't look at all uncomfortable. "When Lady Blemley wanted to invite you here, Sir Wilfrid was not pleased."
"Mavis Pellington is the stupidest woman I know," he said. "That's why I want to invite her," Lady Blemley replied. "I want her to buy my old car, and she's stupid enough to do that."
"It isn't true," cried Lady Blemley. "Don't believe him, Mavis."
"If it isn't true," said Mavis coldly, "why did you say this morning that your car would be just right for me?" Major Barfield did his best to help. He tried to start a new conversation.
"How are you getting on with your little black and white lady friend in the garden?" he asked Tobermory.
Everybody realized at once that this was a mistake. Tobermory gave him an icy look. "We do not usually discuss these things in polite company," he said, "but I have watched you a little since you have been in this house. I think perhaps you would not like me to discuss your lady friends." The Major's face became very red, and all the other guests began to look worried and uncomfortable. What was Tobermory going to say next?
"Would you like to go down to the kitchen now, Tobermory?" asked Lady Blemley politely, "and see if the cook has got your dinner ready?"
"No, thank you," said Tobermory. "I've only just had my tea. I don't want to make myself sick."